Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I'm here to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for a full day of Wednesday baseball. We got 17 games because we had two rainouts in between Minnesota and the White Sox and the Cardinals and the Royals. So they both play a double dip on Wednesday, giving us 17 baseball games. But let's get caught up on the news and notes from Tuesday. First, Tyler Glasnow, the Los Angeles Dodgers, was placed on the IL with lower back tightness. Glasnow will be out for a few weeks. Let's just hope this is a phantom IL stint to limit Glasnow's innings. We shall see, though. You know, entering the All-Star break, you see a little more of these type of injuries because they had an extra break, which plays into the situation here. But time will tell with Glasnow. Michael Peterson was recalled to add bullpen depth. A.J. Smith-Shawver, the Atlanta Braves, was recalled from AAA while Bryce Elder returned to AAA. Smith-Shawver made one appearance at AAA after returning from the IL himself and threw two innings, allowing one run and striking out four. Initial reports out of Atlanta say A.J. Smith-Shawver will pitch out of the bullpen for now. Wouldn't be shocked if we see him back in the starting rotation. Quinn Priester of the Pittsburgh Pirates was activated from the IL on Tuesday, while Edward Olivares was sent back to AAA. Priester was the long man after Josh Fleming opened for the Pirates on Tuesday. And Priester looks pretty darn good, throwing six innings while allowing one run and striking out eight as he picked up the win. I'm still not sold on Priester for fantasy, but another outing like this could change my mind. There is a lot of pedigree behind Priester, so maybe he's starting to figure it out now. Time will tell. Olivares, on the other hand, was hitting .224 with five home runs in a platoon role for the Pirates, making him one of the easier choices to go back to AAA. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, the Phillies, were both activated from the IL on Tuesday, while David Dahl was DFA'd and Cody Clemens was sent back to AAA. Jamie Westbrook of the Boston Red Sox was recalled from AAA, while Emmanuel Valdez returned to AAA. At AAA this season, Westbrook hit .282 with eight home runs and two stolen bases. He should be a utility player for the Red Sox, which likely won't bring a lot of fantasy upside. Hogan Harris, the Oakland Athletics, was placed on the paternity list with Michael Ohtañez recalled, was sent back to AAA. Or no, he was recalled from AAA. I apologize. Tyler Phillips of the Philadelphia Phillies threw four innings out of the bullpen on Sunday, allowing one run while striking out seven, and that was good enough to get him to enter the rotation and make the start for the Phillies on Saturday, while Michael Mercado will head back to the bullpen after he got lit up on Sunday, allowing a boatload of runs and now finding himself in the bullpen. Mark Leiter Jr. of the Chicago Cubs was activated from the IL on Tuesday, with Ethan Roberts going back to AAA. Leiter struggled earlier this season, so there's no initial fantasy appeal with Leiter, but there's a long shot chance he could see some save chances later this season if Hector Neris were to struggle. Leiter was a guy they tried to use as a closer in years past, so this could be an option later this season. Phil Maton was traded to the New York Mets from the Rays for cash consideration on Tuesday. Maton's been pretty good over his last 10 outings for the Rays out of the bullpen, and the Mets could use some bullpen help. Joey Lucchesi was DFA'd. Tyro Estrada and Wilmer Flores were both activated from the IL for the Giants on Tuesday. Nick Ahmed was DFA'd. So they have Nick Ahmed DFA'd and Austin Slater traded. Giants are doing some things. They called up they're going to have Luis Matos be a platoon outfielder, and he got Fitzgerald playing utility role. Fitzgerald went deep on Tuesday night, so that's big as well. So a lot of moving pieces here, but the Giants are starting to make some moves. Luis Rengifo, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, has been on the IL with a wrist injury, but after seeing a hand specialist, he received some good news. Rengifo has right wrist inflammation, which is the best case scenario with this injury. We could see Rengifo back in 2 weeks or less if all continues to heal properly. Jonathan India of the Cincinnati Reds was held up Tuesday's game with a left knee contusion. He's considered day-to-day, and the move was expected to be precautionary. O'Neill Cruz of the Pittsburgh Pirates was held out of Tuesday's lineup with hamstring tightness. He was removed from Monday's game with this hamstring tightness. He's considered day-to-day, but we'll see. This might be a few days before we see O'Neill Cruz back in the lineup. Brian Wu of the Seattle Mariners is expected to return from his hamstring injury and be activated from the IL this weekend to make a start for the Mariners. Jorge Soler of the Giants was scratched from Tuesday's lineup as he's battling an illness. He's considered day-to-day. Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies was removed from Tuesday's game with back tightness. After the game, the Phillies said it was precautionary, and Wheeler's back stiffened up by sitting too long on the bench. Well, Bobby Miller did allow 9 runs, so that'll happen. Wheeler's expected to make his next start. Lance McCullough Jr. of the Houston Astros was shut down from throwing as he's had more arm discomfort. Just a shame watching a great pitcher at one point, just not being able to make it back. Jonah Heim of the Texas Rangers was scratched from Tuesday's game with neck stiffness. He is day-to-day. Dominic Canzone of the Seattle Mariners left Tuesday's game with a groin strain. He'll be further evaluated, and there's a good chance that Rendon will head to the IL. We'll have to wait and see what the corresponding moves there, but we could see Cade Marlowe back in the bigs with the Mariners, and Mitch Haniger might see some more playing time as well. D.L. Hall of the Milwaukee Brewers has been working back from a knee injury, and he's expected to need 1 rehab start and return. Well, that rehab start was on Tuesday, and he was removed from the rehab start after Hall was hit by a comebacker. We'll await further news on the situation to see if Hall needs another rehab start or not. Speaking of rehab start, there's a lot going on. You have Bednar rehabbing. You have Kershaw set to rehab later this week. You have Jimmy Garcia set to rehab later this week. Verlander's throwing bullpens. DeGrom's throwing bullpens. We got Devin Williams throwing to live hitters for the first time. A lot of pitchers could be coming back in the next 2 to 4, maybe 6 weeks. So we'll keep you updated on the show there, but I won't bring it up every time they throw a rehab outing because we like Kode Senga threw another rehab start, threw up to 55 pitches. They want to get him to 75 to 80 before he returns. When we get closer to the return information like DL Hall, I'll give you a lot more info on these players, but we do have a slew of pitchers coming back pretty soon. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from Tuesday and a peek ahead at Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Brenton Doyle of the Colorado Rockies continues to mash. He went 3-for-4 with a double, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk in Great American Small Park on Tuesday. In the month of July, Doyle is hitting .577 with 6 homers and 11 RBIs, proving that a Doyle rules. Logan O'Hoppe of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim continues to be an amazing fantasy catcher. On Tuesday night, O'Hoppe went 2-for-2 with 2 solo home runs. Over the last 12 games for Logan O'Hoppe, he's hitting .350 with 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. Colt Keith, we mentioned it before, slow start to the year, figuring things out at the plate. On Tuesday, Keith went 2-for-5 with a home run, 3 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. Over the last 7 games for Colt Keith, he's hitting .414 with 4 home runs, 8 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and a stolen base. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Jose Quintana. Yes, Jose Quintana has been very good of late, and on Tuesday he dazzled. 7 shutout innings for Jose Quintana with 1 hit, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Quintana had 14 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 103 pitches, and this wasn't just a one-time thing. Over the last 5 starts for Quintana, he's thrown 30 in the third innings, allowing 3 earned runs with 27 strikeouts. Yusei Kikuchi, the Giants smoke left-handed pitching. Kikuchi said, not tonight, boys. Kikuchi, 7 1/3 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, which is great for Kikuchi. More impressively, 13 strikeouts for Yusei Kikuchi against the Giants. Kikuchi had 19 whiffs and a 38% CSW on 100 pitches. On 19 starts this season for Kikuchi, he's thrown 101 1/3 innings pitched, 45 earned runs with 111 strikeouts. Jameson Taillon getting better and better as the season goes on. On Tuesday, Taillon went 6 innings, 2 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. 7 strikeouts for Taillon, pretty good. He had 11 whiffs and a 35% CSW on 88 pitches. Over the last 6 starts for Jameson Taillon, he's thrown 38 innings, allowing 10 earned runs with 37 strikeouts. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Emmanuel Clase picked up his 28th save of the year as the Guardians took down the Tigers. Pete Fairbanks saved number 15 as the Rays beat the Yankees. Edwin Diaz saved number 9 as the Mets took down the Washington Nationals. Josh Hader saved number 16 as the Astros beat the Marlins. And Kirby Yates picked up his 14th save of the year as the Rangers beat the Angels. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Wednesday's action on the diamond. If we're talking DFS, it's a 10-game main slate starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at here, Logan Webb versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Webb's been an innings eating machine, at least six innings in pretty much every start, seven in his last two, looking really, really good. Nick Pivetta versus the Oakland Athletics. A's are striking out a ton. They struck out 12 times versus Brian Bayo on Tuesday. Now you got Nick Pivetta coming off a 10K, seven shutout inning start his last time out. So he looks to duplicate that against the A's on Wednesday. Framber Valdez versus the Marlins. Framber's been up and down, but the Marlins are atrocious versus left-handed pitching. Tobias Myers, if you want to be a little different, versus Pittsburgh. And Frankie Montas in Great American Small Park versus the Rockies. Some bats I'm looking at on Wednesday, Reds versus Kyle Freeland in Cincinnati. Mets versus Patrick Corbin. Mets, one of the best teams versus left-handed pitching over the last month. That should be fun. The Astros versus Hoeing. And then Atlanta versus Slade Ciccone. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday, a lot of really good pitching matchups on the docket here. Chris Bassitt versus Logan Webb should be a doozy. Two guys that just eat innings, quality start after quality start. Pablo Lopez versus Drew Thorpe. Lopez got destroyed his last time out after two really good starts. Now he gets the White Sox that could help him out. And Drew Thorpe's been getting better and better, but takes on a Twins team that mashes right now. A great one here, Shoto Imanaga versus Corbin Burns. That should be a doozy. Tanner Bibee versus Reese Olson. Bibee's been great. So has Olson, though. Bryce Miller versus Michael King up in Seattle. The Mariners are striking out over 30% of the time versus righties over the last month. So that bodes very well for Michael King. Bryce Miller pitching pretty well himself. And then in Philadelphia, the Dodgers need Gavin Stone to throw a good one. He's coming off one of his worst outings of the season. So is Christopher Sanchez. So this is a fun one. Stone versus Sanchez. The Dodgers strike out 13% of the time versus lefties over the past month. And the Philly's offense is one of the best in baseball. So great matchup here. Two good pitchers in Stone and Sanchez. Two great offenses. Something's got to give. You know what else has to give? Go to pitcherlist.com, sign up for PL Plus and PL Pro, and you'll get everything you want in the fantasy site. You get an amazing Discord. You get cool tools like POV Plus. You get the Weekend Fab podcast by Nick Pollock, projections, and so much more when you become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. So go sign up. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's 17 games, barring more postponements, on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, July 10th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.